results, or no results at all. The most successful magic is done from a place of calm centeredness and with very focused intent. So always do whatever you need to do to get grounded, whether that is through meditation, visualization, breathing techniques, a ritual circle casting, or all of the above. It is ultimately your energy that's shifting the reality of the universe, so shape it well and use it wisely. One way to help ensure that your energetic focus is aligned with the spell is to rewrite the spoken element in your own words. Of course, the words provided in these spells are already powerful and effective, but if you're inclined to be creative with language, you are invited to use words of your own. Some witches maintain that spells should rhyme, and there is definitely something to be said for the power that rhyme can lend to magic. Others find, however, that if a spell is too sing-songy, it distracts them from speaking the words with authenticity and focus. You'll find that some spells in this book make use of rhyme, while others do not. Try out some of each and see how you respond internally to the words. And again, feel free to tweak or completely rewrite them as you see fit. A few more practical tips are worth mentioning here. Always work spells in a place where you know you'll be undisturbed by other people. Turn off your phone and do your best to create an ambience conducive to magic, whether that means music, incense, candles, etc. Speaking of candles, always use caution and never leave a burning candle unattended. If you're anointing a candle with oil, be sure to wipe excess oil from your fingertips before sparking that match or lighter. You don't want to mix skin and oil with fire. Also, when it comes to spells containing herbs, keep in mind that the amounts listed are general suggestions. There's no need to measure out exact teaspoons or tablespoons, unless you find that doing so adds energy and focus to the spell. Otherwise, a rough estimation of the listed amounts will do. As always, go with your gut instinct. Finally, no matter how much or how little experience you have with spell work, remember that there is always more room to learn and grow. Enjoy trying out these magical offerings, and if you wish, let them be a springboard of inspiration for creating your own spells. And don't forget to honor your results with love and gratitude. Blessed be. Section 1. Love and Relationship Spells. Introduction to Love and Relationship Spells. Of all the reasons people turn to magic, love may be the single most common. Since time immemorial, hopeful lovers have tried spells and potions of all sorts in order to bring them their one true love. This section certainly contains spells for attracting romantic love into your life, but it also includes workings related to friendship and family relationships, which are equally important sources of love in a balanced life. There's also a spell aimed at strengthening and solidifying your most important relationship, the one between you and your spiritual source. As mentioned in the introduction, this spell book works with positive magic only. This means you won't find any spells in this section that will cause someone to act or feel towards you in a way that could be contradictory to their free will. Such spells are almost guaranteed to backfire, and even if they do work for a time, you'll always know that you manipulated the person in question, which doesn't make for a genuine relationship. So commit instead to directing your magical energy for the highest good of all involved, in whatever your situation may be. You'll attract connections of a much higher quality that way, and feel better about yourself and your life as a result. Spell for new friendships. Whether you've just moved to a new area and don't know many people yet, or your social life simply needs an overhaul, this quick spell brings new people into your life to form friendships with if you so choose. It's best done during a waxing moon, but if you've got an upcoming social encounter that you'd like to put some magical energy into, by all means don't hold off just